It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
Work better now, although I'm not really confident in it. Shall we do some current events?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, Joe?
What was the question?
Should we do current events?
Yeah.
Good. Glad we could rehash that. Such enthusiasm all around. So this
let's
is
do current events. Yay!
Yay! Hey, Joe, did you make my bumper for Pip and Poop?
No.
All right, we'll get on that. You got time.
No, I don't.
Your nights are free.
Well, I'm doing some other stuff at night.
What does that mean?
What'd
you discover, Pornhub?
No, I'm doing stuff for the band. We're doing a couple of, working on some songs that we're doing. We're going to do a live thing.
How can you do a live thing when nobody's live?
On the web. We're putting together something on the web.
All right. So a North Carolina sheriff says he won't enforce social distancing restrictions for churchgoers, slamming the rules as morally wrong. Johnston County Sheriff Steve Bizzle, my nizzle, released a letter Wednesday. Jesus Christ.
It demanded that.
It really did. I couldn't resist.
I know.
Sheriff Steve Busy in the hizzy. Ugh. Ugh.
Oh, God.
Sheriff Steve Bizzle released a letter Wednesday calling it unfair that churches aren't allowed to be fully operational in the first phase of the state's easing of lockdown orders, the Raleigh News and Observer reported. Retail businesses are allowed to operate daily under rules, he said. However, church folks can't even go to church once a week, which is inconsistent and unfair and, quite frankly, morally wrong. Under the state's restrictions, churches can hold services with up to 10 people indoors. Otherwise, the gathering has to be taken outside. We know that inside it is much more likely that you're going to transmit this virus, particularly when you're sitting or standing in one place for a long time, Governor Roy Cooper said. I miss in-person church services very much myself. But Bizzle said he and his deputies have vowed not to arrest people who flout the rules on religious gatherings. As long as I'm sheriff in these parts, my deputies nor I will forego that oath and interfere or prevent churchgoers to peaceably assemble and exercise their constitutional right to freely worship, Bissell wrote. Before I would do that, I would lay down my badge and go home. Now let's have church!
Damn it.
Motherfuckers. I don't know.
Come here, Jesus. Now you get in there and preach.
Jesus, get in there. Get up on that cross, Jesus. No, inside, not outside. We want inside, Jesus.
There were no umbrellas in the Bible.
I don't know. Actually, you know what? Maybe there should have been. I mean, a lot of it took place in the desert, but it rains in the desert.
Well, they should have been using umbrellas in the desert. That's good for shade, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
So he says businesses can't operate under rules, but churches... Businesses can operate under rules, but churches can't. But if churches are operating outside, they're still operating. Nobody's saying you can't go and pray. They're just saying to be safe about it.
Right.
I mean, they could go and have other churches have come up with unique ways of doing it. Like the drive-by confession that we saw, and then they were, they're socially distancing outside. There are ways, and being far apart, and they're using, a microphone speak to them. There are ways to do this. You don't have to just, this is the way I'm used to, and that's all I'm going to do. What are you, a big baby?
And we're getting more and more of these cases where these rogue preachers were having congregations inside, and people are coming down ill with it. I mean, it's happened. We're seeing this stuff weekly.
Yeah, yeah. And we're seeing a lot of those rogue preachers catching COVID and dying.
Yeah, and I got to be honest with you, I kind of like when that happens.
You like it?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Where's your Jesus now?
Yeah.
No, but
I do kind of wonder about that.
Because you know what? Here's the thing. They say God will protect you, but if you don't want to get somebody pregnant, you're not leaving it to God. You're putting a rubber on. You take protection.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, God will protect you, but God will protect you to a certain level. But then after a while, he's like, all right, if you want to meet me, we can do this.
I know. Well, you know, there's the old joke about, you know, somebody's standing up on a roof and there's a flood and a guy comes by in a boat and he goes, you want to jump in? No, my Lord will help me. And there's, you know, other ways that people try to help out. And then they end up drowning. And then they get to heaven and they say, God, why didn't you help me? And they're like, I sent three different people to help you and you kept standing on that roof.
Yeah. Here's the thing. An executive order is the law. It's the law of the land until it's not the law of the land. I think if he's not going to enforce it, he has to resign. You can't have law enforcement picking which laws they're going to enforce. That's not their job. Their job is to enforce the law. It's up to the governor and the legislature of the state to come up with laws.
Well, a lot of religious people cherry pick which part of the Bible they're going to believe in, and they're going to do the other stuff that they prefer. And he couldn't possibly have really meant that. You know, how many people have you seen? You know, and I'm not stepping on any particular religion or, but you know, like for example, Catholics who use birth control. It's like, well, that part I don't believe in, so I'm going to just do it. So it's like, this is like the sheriff being, you know, just as hypocritical, like, well, this thing I think is wrong, so I'm not going to enforce it.
And
you
here's
get
where,
to do that.
And he makes it sound like churches are being singled out, but you can't gather anything. Like, you can't, like, bars can't have gatherings of more than 10 people. These stores have to have, can't have full capacity. That's why you have to wait online to get it inside. So churches are not being singled out.
Right. It's not like, we don't want people to, not perform, but to, you know, celebrate their religious ceremonies. It's just, you can't.
I
think outside of the box.
Well, you know, it's almost like a freedom of religion thing. Johnson County has a population of 209,000. So, you know, if you spread that out with the people that go to church, you know, it might not be that many people going in, you know. So if he feels that you know it's not going to be that populated, you know, let him enjoy the religious freedom.
But their freedom isn't being taken away, and it's not his job to feel. That's not what he was elected to do. His job is to enforce the law. Now, in Wisconsin, we have a story which we'll get to shortly, where the courts overruled the executive order. That's fine. You know, if the courts overrule a governor's executive order, I mean, that's a different argument. But that's not – a sheriff is not in that position. A sheriff does not get to have the authority. A sheriff either enforces the law or he resigns. Those are your options. And these are the oaths. These are the oaths that a sheriff has to – in North Carolina has to take three oaths. So he said – this is what he said. As long as I'm sheriff, my deputies nor I will forego that oath and interfere or prevent churchgoers to peaceably assemble and exercise their constitutional right to freely worship. Before I would do that, I'd lay down my badge and go home. So these are the oaths. Oaths of office for sheriffs at the time of their swearing in. Newly elected sheriffs must take these three oaths, different oaths of office. The first oath is required by – it doesn't matter what article – of the North Carolina Constitutional, I, and then you say your name, do solemnly swear that I will support and maintain the Constitution and the laws of the United States and the constitutional laws of North Carolina, not inconsistent therewith, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office as sheriff of, and then you say where you are, county, so help me God. The second oath is required by, again, it's another statute, and applies to every person elected or appointed to office in North Carolina. I, whatever your name is, do solemnly and sincerely swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of North Carolina and to the constitutional powers and authorities with which are or may be established for the government thereof, and that I will endeavor to support, maintain, and defend the Constitution of said state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, to the best of my knowledge and ability, so help me God. The third oath is required by North as another statute and specifically applies to the office of sheriff. I do solemnly swear that I will execute the office of sheriff for whatever county to the best of my knowledge and ability, agreeably to law, that I will not take, accept, or receive directly or indirectly any fee, gift, bribe, gratuity, or reward whatsoever, returning any man to serve as juror or making any false return on any process to me directed, so help me God. His only defense could be that that people are being denied their right to religious freedom, which nobody has argued that. I mean, he's saying it, but there's no lawsuits about that because they are letting them assemble. Nobody's persecuting people for praying to whatever God. You just get in trouble if you do it in large groups right now because we have a health emergency, a global pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, he's basing it on the constitutional right. Whereas, you know, it should be everybody, not just a certain handful of people. Because if it's just a certain handful of
it's not.
Like I said, I'm speaking as constitutional.
Listen, Joe. Movie theaters are closed because you can't have groups of people in them. Bars are closed because you can't have groups of people in them. Everything's closed because you can't have groups of people in them. It's not about church.
Is a bar against freedom of religion? Is a movie theater against
freedom of religion? But you said because they're singling out religion. They're not singling out religion. The governor has the power to declare a health emergency. If he disagrees, he can resign. He can sue the governor if he wants to make a constitutional. He can do that. But he can't be sheriff and not enforce the law.
But he basically, his thing is, it's going against the constitutional right to freely worship.
But he's wrong. And that's not his job.
They're going against the constitutional right to freely worship.
Nobody's stopping people from worshiping. Listen, you can have 100 church services a day with 9 people in them at a time, or 10 people. You can do that.
Down south, a big thing is going to church on Sunday. It's a very big thing down there.
I understand, but either we're a nation of laws or we're not a nation of laws. You can't pick and choose. All of a sudden, all the time, I hear the Republicans, we're law and order, nation of laws. It's fucking bullshit. Either we're a nation of laws or you're not. This is the law. If you don't like it, challenge it in court like what happened in Wisconsin. Otherwise, do your job or resign. Them's the rules.
But if he's gonna, you know, in his eyes, he's doing his job. If they're forcing him to resign, then it should go to court and based on the constitutional rights of freedom of religion.
And he'll lose. Because
They're not stopping them from finding another way to worship during this
particular period. But they are stopping them from going to church.
They're stopping them from going to church the way they normally do, which is packing into a building. But they're going to have to think outside of the box and do it a different way.
You know who's also being stopped? Jehovah's Witnesses. Jehovah's Witnesses cannot go door to door right now. You don't hear anybody bitching about that. You suck it up, Buttercup.
Want them there.
What? No, but see, they could make the argument that they're stopping their religion. They could make that argument.
A really big tenet in their religion is evangelism.
Ringing the doorbell
and evangelizing and speaking the word door to door. That's a big. They have to go and witness to people. That's a big part of their particular religion.
And you know what?
They're not allowed to do it right now. But Devin has a good point. It's like they're not bitching about it because they realize that it's untenable right now.
Yeah. Listen. We got to stop with white guys can pick what laws, and these people can't pick what laws. Either we're a nation of laws or we're not a nation of laws. Nobody's special treatment. There's been too much of that in this country where people get special treatment. Enough of this shit. Either we're a nation of laws or we're not. Because if we're not a nation of laws, then fuck it. I'm not paying taxes anymore because I don't feel like it.
Welcome to the sovereign citizen movement.
Well, basically, in one of his oaths, it was to defend the Constitution. In his eyes, they have a constitutional right to freely worship and go to the church that they want to.
Yeah, but Bizzle is not a constitutional scholar. Bizzle should hire a constitutional scholar. Otherwise, Bizzle should shut the fuck up. Well, then why does he put your money where your mouth is? Put your badge where your mouth is. I'm going to resign and take this to court. Then I got respect for you. Otherwise, you're just a whiny little bitch who's getting paid not to do his job, and we can't have that.
Well, if he feels that way, how does the people of the town feel?
I don't know. They weren't interviewed. You know what, Joe? We have services all over the country. Everybody's making do. Everybody's sacrificing. Everybody's doing things differently. Everything's a little harder right now. None of this shit's fair. You know, we're all losing certain freedoms right now to get through this shit. Either suck it up, Buttercup, or get the fuck out. I mean, that's basically...
Well, after two and a half months, you know, you start to get... It starts to come a tipping point.
I understand that. But then don't come to me and say we're a nation of laws. Because it's not we're a nation of laws, but now I'm tired of the laws. That doesn't work.
Sometimes you start to question the law if it's a public safety issue or an infringement on rights.
But he's not a doctor. He's not a lawyer. He's not a constitutional scholar. He's a guy who's not doing his job.
But if you're looking at it as based on, you know, serving the Constitution, if he feels that...
If I'm a moron, I can say anything's based on the Constitution. I can say whatever they want if I'm not held accountable to it. It's fucking accountability. Does this guy have any accountability to the people he serves? So what's going to happen? He doesn't enforce the law, and people get sick, and now nurses are exposed to this shit. First responders, elderly people, because these people congregate. Is this motherfucker going to do anything about it? No, because he has some mystic feeling about what he feels the Constitution is, because he was too lazy to get a lawyer and take it to court. No, people could die because this guy has the feels. It's not good. If you're that against the law, take it to court or resign. Those are your options. That's what his job is. He is not the one who makes the laws. He is the one who enforces the laws. If he wants to make the laws, run for legislature, run for governor. If that's how you make the laws. That's how things work in this country. If you don't like it, you're not special. You don't get to pick and choose.
No, you know, if he still feels if it's based on his constitutional right, and you know, if they're not taking charges against him and they're letting him do it, then there must be consensus behind what he's doing is in the public, you know, what the public feels is right.
Let's be honest, Joe. Most people who claim about their constitutional rights know fucking nothing about the Constitution. All right, let's be honest about this shit. People just talk shit out of their ass to excuse whatever behavior. My constitutional right. I got the right to do this. No, you don't, stupid. You don't always have. The constitutional right does not give you rights to do everything you have that you want to do. It's just not reality. And it's been taken to court that governors can make executive orders and they can have shutdowns based on health emergencies. Now, in Wisconsin, for the first time ever, the court overruled it. The state court overruled it. Now, I wonder what would happen if that was taken to the Supreme Court. But we've seen these things taken to court before. He has an option. Not doing his job is not the option. If I was the governor, I'd say, I'm going to need your badge. That's what I would do. I go, we can't have this. We can't have this.
All right.
I mean, I tend to agree with that. It's sort of if the police want to be and are a paramilitary organization, and they are supposed to follow the rule of law, they're supposed to follow the law, they're supposed to enforce the laws, not decide which laws are to be enforced. So they don't really have the option to say, well, this is the one that I'm not going to enforce.
Their option is to resign.
So what was the end game on the story?
I guess right now, he's not enforcing it. I haven't heard a follow up, but I'll tell you what: with all these people getting sick from going to church, he looks a lot fucking dumber. He looks really dumb because we're getting all these stories where churches just had to hold services, had to do it. And people are getting sick. Preachers are dying. Members of the congregation are getting sick. They're getting other people sick because they had to do it. I got news for you, people. God isn't protecting you from this fucking virus, okay? Because if you believe in God, if that's your thing, that God is the creator, then he created the virus. And you know what? He's fucking thinning out the herd. So you might want to pay attention and be a little smarter about some shit because he's thinning out the stupid people.
Now, does the North Carolina law say that if you gather, you have to wear a mask?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. It just said
know.
I think a lot of places are doing no more gatherings of 10 or more people. Now things are starting to loosen up. But as of last week, you know, you can't have gatherings of 10 or more people, and that's why a lot of places. Listen, they're letting restaurants open up outside. for either pickup or delivery or to eat outside or to eat inside. You know, it's a quarter capacity, half capacity. The church isn't special. The only thing special about the church is they don't pay taxes. That's the only thing special about the church. They're a building where people are congregating. I don't give a shit if you're congregating for God or if it's a baseball card convention. You're still congregating. And groups of people, that's how the groups of people inside is how this virus spreads. And it's very contagious, and you can spread it to other people, and you're putting first responders at risk, and you're putting other people at risk. It's about taking care of thy neighbor. I thought Jesus taught that, but maybe not. Maybe that's not in the Sheriff Bizzle's Bible over there. I don't know. All right.
I just wonder why the governor, or the legislature in that area has not, you know, taken that up.
I don't know, Joe. Maybe they need me. It's very possible.
Maybe they're in the same congregation.
No, listen. They all like going to church, but listen, public safety. Listen, if going to church protected you from COVID-19, we'd all be going to church. But the reality is, congregating, no matter what the reason, gets you sick right now. That's the reality. And if you get sick, it becomes a problem for society. That's what the reality is. That's why we have to social distance and wear masks and separate so we don't overrun our healthcare system. You remember the healthcare system, the doctors and nurses who are on the front lines of this shit? Oh, and by the way, in the future, when we are all back in studio and I can use my phone line the way I want to use my phone line, I hope to have Kate on our show. Kate, God, if you remember this show from the very beginning, and probably most of you don't, Kate was on our 10th anniversary show for 9/11. Kate is a nurse. Kate was like 19 years old, and on day one, she was running the morgue at the towers of 9/11. Now she's a nurse, and she's seeing what's going on, and she was talking to my wife, and Kate has said she can already tell there is going to be some major PTSD from this. She's seeing the same thing with these nurses and doctors that she saw at 9/11 work in that morgue. She's seeing people shut down and just trying to get through it. So, Sheriff Bizzle, if you're thinking about God, think about
where was Kate a nurse?
She's in New York.
In New York. New York is different than North Carolina. I mean, look, I'm not taking anything away. I mean, it's been New York has been the epicenter of all of this.
I understand.
And basically, the cases are going to be, you know, a lot more, and it's going to be a little bit while longer for New York.
Joe, you know why there's going to be a lot more cases in New York, in this area? Because we congregate, because we're on top of each other. That's why. And if you congregate, no matter where you are, if one person has it, if you congregate inside, that's how this shit spreads. If you congregate inside, the risk of getting it is much more. That's what it is. If you, at this point, if you are congregating inside and not taking the precautions, you're selfish. You think you're more important than everybody else, and I can't have that. And Bizzle, as somebody who's supposed to protect the public, should not be this way. I would get rid of this guy too sweet. I really would. I could give me your fucking badge and take your stupid deputies with you.
Why don't you go down the phone and call the legislature?
Well, they haven't asked.
You do something about it.
Because I'm in New York. They don't give a shit what I think.
He doesn't vote in North Carolina.
Exactly. I don't vote in North Carolina. If I did vote in North Carolina and this shit's going on, maybe I would call the office and go, are you fucking kidding me with this guy?
Yeah.
All right.
I see things going on around the country. Sometimes I get lit up and I think, well, I'm going to call them. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I don't vote in their district. They give fuck all about me.
Exactly. They don't give a shit. They don't give a shit. But then they're going to cry when there's an outbreak and their mother gets sick or somebody they love gets sick or their medical or the hospital's overrun. Then they're going to cry when they didn't do the shit that our medical professionals and scientists told us to do. Then they're going to cry. You know?
Yeah.
Here's the problem with this country. Too many people in this country. Nobody gives a shit until it happens to them. There's a lack of empathy, which is replaced by apathy in this country.
Well, you got to understand something. A lack of empathy, okay? Basically, let's talk about work, you know, the work-wise. You've got people, and this is where we're reaching the tipping point. You've got people that are losing their life savings, that are losing businesses that they started, that don't know how they're going to pay their mortgage and pay their bills, that need to get back to work.
That's a failure of government. That is a government failure.
It's No, it's not, because the government's not dependent on that. People need to get back to work.
No, Joe, it is. I'll give you an example. Denmark, who's one of the success stories, who is starting to open up and had a very small amount of deaths per capita. We're going per capita here. Denmark, what they did is they paid everybody 90% of their wages. Now, you could go, well, yeah, well, they have less people, this, that, the other thing. What we have learned through this pandemic, if nothing else, the government can print as much money as it wants. It really doesn't fucking matter. When push comes to shove, they're just going to make more money. So that argument is gone. So they could have.
No, and it devaluates. It could possibly devaluate. The
dollar's dollar. Still strong. Everybody, every okay. all the other money systems is against the dollar. The dollar is still strong. Still strong today. The reality is there was money allocated. People who needed it couldn't get it because the government fucked it up. Whether you want to say the federal or the state, there's probably a little bit of both. You also had these big pig corporations taking the money so that by the time the small businesses is and the middle-sized businesses could get in, the money was gone, so they had to create more money. That's what's going on. It has been a failure of government because people have to choose now, and it is very real. People have to choose, and we're going to see this in more of the stories, between working and paying their bills and being healthy. We're going to see that in the Wisconsin story.
But here's the deal. If you look at people that know they're going to lose their house, know that their job is not there anymore, wondering how they're going to pay their bills. And then you're looking at the situation now where the total death rate out of the whole country, out of everything, was at 9%. Eight out of 10 only got mild symptoms, got better in 2 weeks, and the recovery rate was 97 to 99.75%. If you have that and take that as put it against the fact that I'm going to lose my house, I'm going to lose my car, I have no money coming in, my God, how am I going to eat? We come to a tipping point where we need to make decisions and decide how we're getting
right,
back to work.
Right, which comes to my point that we have a failure of government. And by the way, we don't know the statistics. No, what I'm saying is we are so behind on the testing compared to what the successful countries have done, we don't really know. Because that's only for people who die in the hospital. We don't know about the people who are dying at home. There's all the medical professionals and the scientists think it's much more. That being said, your point is my point. I understand that. I'm not talking badly about these people who feel they have to pay their bills. I'm not coming down on them. But what I'm saying is they should not be put in that position. And that's what this country did. We do it with the health care, too. You know, people, do I pay my mortgage or do I buy my medication? For a first world country, we are woefully behind. That's just the reality, man. And that's what this is, too.
But you want the government to run it, which you just spent about a minute totally saying that it's totally mismanaged. Do you think if the government's going to run that, they're going to do a good job? You
know, why can't the best country in the world be as efficient as fucking Denmark?
Because Denmark is the size of Rhode Island.
So are we the best, or do we have fucking excuses? I mean, really, really. Either we can do shit, either we won World War fucking II because we dropped the bomb, either we beat communism, either we put a man on the moon, or things are just too fucking hard. I mean, really. All right, let's
basically,
go on.
I'm
not going to have excuses, man. Listen, it is like I said, I'm not coming down on the people who feel they need to get to work. I get it. I totally get it. But I'm saying our government has failed. People should not feel that way. That's what I'm saying.
Well, what did we do the last time?
In 1918?
Yeah. What did we do the last time? I mean,
what does it matter what we did the last time when other countries are figuring this shit out?
It's been a learning curve. I mean, it's just the way everything was. You know,
it's fucking May. This shit started at the end of last year. How long do you have to? Is it special needs? Is our government special needs? Do we need to go on the slow program? It's mid-May. This shit, we've known about this since December. Enough with the learning curve. Let's get fucking better. That's how winners fucking adapt on the fly. Losers never fucking learn, and they keep on losing. Enough. All right.
So it's just that easy.
Yes, it's not that fucking hard when other people did it first. It's not that hard. You go, oh, look what they're doing. All right, we're going to take some of this. We're going to take some of that. Instead of just making shit up and lying all the time.
Lying about what?
About fucking tests. The reason we have so many cases is because we have tests. No, stupid. No, that's not why we have so many cases. Tests do not cause fucking sick people. You dumb motherfucking moron. You know, I didn't have that cancer until my colonoscopy. If it wasn't for that colonoscopy, I wouldn't have cancer. No, you dumb motherfucker. Be smarter. You can't be this stupid.
Wasn't the brightest thing to say, but
he never says anything bright. He's a fucking moron. He's literally one of the stupidest people. What?
Learning curve from Fauci to Cuomo to the health czar in the city. Everything has been on a learning curve.
Yes, Joe, it's a learning curve. But you know who never fucking learns? One fucking guy. The guy who's in charge. That guy never learns.
Well, we'll see.
Joe, come on. What are you going to wait till? How long do you need? God, if it took you 5-6 months to get the hang of shit, you wouldn't last in your job. Seriously. You know, Joe.
Everything is changing day by day and week by week.
You know what? We have the same thing, Joe.
What would you have done?
What would I have done? The National Production Act. That would have been the first fucking thing. Hey, we need fucking swabs. We need all the fucking testing equipment. That's what I would have done. CDC, why the fuck are you fucking up? Why do we have a test that has a 33% failure rate when other people have better tests? What the fuck's going on? That's what I would do. I would hold people accountable. I would take responsibility because everyone I put in, the people that no other administration would put in, I put in because I know all the best people. You know why? Because I take responsibility. I don't fucking blame people that weren't in power for 3 fucking years. I don't blame everybody else. The buck stops with me because I'm a man. I'm not a fucking loser pussy. I fucking take responsibility. When I have a bad set, you know whose fault it is? My fault. Well, unless right. I get heckled, then that person was an asshole. But anyway, moving on.
Right. That person was an asshole.
Clearly they were an asshole. But no. I mean, seriously, enough with the learning. No more excuses. Enough. I mean, we've been doing this for months now. Well, it's a learning curve. You know what? Some people aren't that bright. Some people can't do the job. That's why people get fired. You remember? You're fired. Why'd you get fired? Because you weren't good at the fucking job. You know, when they went into the boardroom on The Apprentice, Donald Trump, you never go, I get it. It's a learning curve. You know, it's going to be perfect. Come back next week. Everybody come back next week. I understand there's a learning curve. No, the whole show was about not doing the job and getting fucking fired. That's what the whole premise. That's how this guy got his whole TV career. You know, you should have been in the boardroom, Joe. That would have been great. You know, Mr. Trump, in all fairness, I don't think you should fire Bret Michaels. There's a learning curve. He comes from a business of rock. He knows how to rock. He just doesn't know how to run an ice cream stand. Can we come back next week and give Bret another chance? No, you're fired, and Joe, you're fired too.
Be the new keyboard player in Poison.
Well, that'd be good too. That would be a great gig. Yeah. Bret pulls you aside. I really appreciate you sticking up for me. How do you feel about living in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I don't mind it. You know, I was in a band where the other guy sang flat too.
and then Joe, you would hear, and you're fired.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure at that moment you're going to be honest with Mr. Michaels and Mr. Rocket and Mr. DeVille and go, you know, fellers, I'm not really a big fan of the music, and I don't know how good I look in fluorescent green, but I guess I'll play. You wouldn't do that. You'd say, thank you, sir.
Yeah. Nothing
but a good time. Is that what we're playing right now? I thought we were going to play Unskinny Bop. Whatever you think is best. That's how that conversation would go.
I'd rather go with Unskinny Bop.
Well, you're the new guy. You're the new guy in the keyboardist. We don't give a shit. You're lucky we're not playing Ride the Wind. Okay?
Then I get pulled over like after the gig. On every rose has its thorn. Could you please not sing into the mic? Every toe has its torn.
and that's where you would go. Listen, Bret, there's a learning curve. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I just tell him I think the tune sucked anyway.
No, you wouldn't. You've played in plenty of bands where you weren't happy with the singing. All right, I happen to know that. You'd be happy for the fucking payday.
Especially one band that the guy sang just as flat as Bret did. But the other guy's an asshole, and Bret Michaels is a millionaire. So.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I think you would suck it up and gladly play keyboard for Poison.
Yeah.
And if you fucked up, if you fucked up, I don't think you'd say, but there's a learning curve. You go, I'm sorry, and you would do better.
No, when I fuck up, I say I'm playing avant-garde.
Who's avant-garde?
Is that what it is?
What do they sing?
I shut the fuck up.
It's like you're not still a class. Shut up.
I was playing avant-garde.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of avant-garde.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you're Philip Glass now? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, right.
All right. So a Southern California flooring store owner who banned masks in his shop said this week he's being threatened and harassed over his coronavirus views. How do we have coronavirus views? The government should not be doing what it's doing, Ramsey Devereaux, who I bet he would play avant-garde, who owns Ramsey One Construction in Ventura County, told the Los Angeles Times. It's absurd what's going on. No one has isolated a virus. Come here, virus. You stay here in this corner by yourself. No one's proved it. No one's proved it. Pay no attention to those corpses piling up. You can't catch a virus. No, they're very elusive. They catch you. It's not even possible. It's the pharmaceutical industry trying to make a lot of money and make vaccines that are poisonous. But they haven't fucking made it yet. So that kind of defeats that purpose. You dumb motherfucker, you.
Yeah, I didn't get that line either. Yeah, you know, I agree.
Somebody wants to write speeches for the president with that type of logic right there.
You haven't made the virus yet. You haven't made the vaccine yet. How the
That's what they want you to think, Joe.
That.
That's what they want you to think. And then they'll spring it on you when we're really desperate.
All of a sudden they'll spring out with, here's the cure.
Oh, fuck. Wait, there we go. All right. Jesus Christ. We're just having tech issues. All right. Four signs outside of the store read, we're open to the truth. No masks allowed. Handshakes okay. Hugs very okay. Blowjobs preferred. No, that one I added.
You see, your stupid handwriting and pencil next to that. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It was in the suggestion box. Anyway.
Funny.
COVID-19 is a highly contagious disease that mainly spreads through respiratory droplets in the air. Wearing masks can help slow the spread of the virus to others, experts say, because it keeps droplets sent in the air through breathing, sneezing, or coughing inside the mask. Can I just say, by the way, for masks, a little pro tip. Brush your teeth before you wear the mask. Otherwise, it's going to be a very long day. Anyway.
Yes.
That halitosis has nowheres to go. Devereaux is seemingly in violation of Ventura County's current social distancing order for businesses requiring establishments to enforce COVID-19 prevention plans and give written notice for how it will comply with social distancing requirements. He told the Times there's not one bit of criticism when he first put up the signs. No, because they were staying away, stupid. People even came into the store for hugs, did they? Ugh, that's creepy. And then everything broke loose. Last weekend, TMZ posted a story on Devereaux signs and a separate tweet of a Facebook picture of Devereaux signs with the comment, actual store in my town went viral. But you can't catch a viral video. David Parsons, see what I did there. David Parsons, an American history professor who posted the tweet, told the Times, reading the thread of all these reactions, it's clear that Americans are all living in their own media-saturated reality. All these rabbit hole investigations people have done. It's scary to me because managing democracy is always messy, but it's harder when you have a population that does not even accept the premise of what's going on. Devereaux said he's gotten angry emails and phone calls, and Yelp even had to shut down reviews to his business page because of angry criticisms related to flooring. I got to tell you, this guy's a dumb motherfucker, but I'll tell you, but the laminate, top of the notch. Yeah. Top notch.
Let me tell you something. The parquet there sucks. And I this thing is not pertaining to floor. I'd never buy parquet there.
I know. It's unrelated to flooring. That's the best.
Unrelating to flooring.
Devereaux said one person threatened to burn down a store. It's shaking him up. He meant, I got to tell you, if somebody put that in their store, I wouldn't want to go in there just for safety reasons.
Right. It's like,
yeah,
this is not a place that I would go in. No.
And I'm thinking, this guy's a dumb motherfucker. He's probably as dumb as a floor.
Yeah, I'd be a little, You know, right at this point in time, you had the whole argument of people getting back work or sending other thing, but still, just, going back, on a personal level, basically, Anthony Kimmy usually has his big Memorial Day party and stuff like that, and I texted him yesterday, we were talking about something, and I go, hey, if you're having a big, I go, I really doubt it. I go, but it's, you know, doing the Memorial Day thing, you know, just shoot me a text. And he goes, yeah, I'll probably do something during the summer. You know, and I'm like, yeah, I get it. You know, and I'm like, I understand why he wouldn't. And even if he did, I'm like, yeah, I'll go, but I don't, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to hang out. My brother, I want to go up and see my brother. I'm probably going to go up in June because, you know, I had the time off. And I was thinking I might go now, but I still, you know, I still am a little on the fence. I want to wait till June a little bit, you know?
I think
if I see a store like that, I'll go in, but I'm going to be, you know, I'll be wearing a mask and stuff like that. Just till things kind of calm down, just another couple of weeks more.
I think Anthony
should
put, I think.
You're not going to come get your
hug? No.
I think Anthony should put a mask on his dinosaur. I think that would be tremendous.
Oh, really?
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Maybe Billy will wear the mask, yeah.
But now Anthony is opening up his studio next week. Is he going back in studio?
His studio's been open.
Has it?
Yeah, he's doing the show from the compound, obviously. But all the other shows are from the studio. They're doing the other shows from the studio. Yeah.
I wouldn't go in there, but you know, a friend of ours is supposed to go in next week. I'm like, well, I wouldn't do it. You know, you're not getting paid for it. It's impossible to really social distance in there. I go, I'd wait. You know, and he's older than me, and he's heavy, he's overweight, and he's got an elderly mother that he's taking care of. I'm like, it's not really worth the risk for me. I wouldn't do it.
Well, that's sort of things, like I said, Ant's brother had like a social distance party get together at his house. And we stayed apart. And we were watching him play and stuff like that. But, you know, it's like, everybody's been well and stuff like that. You know, been cautious and stuff like that. I was also at Vinny, our friend Vinny's house,
mm-hmm.
on Friday, and we were staying. You know, it was me. I don't know if you know John Ziegler, a comic. Ziegler was there,
yeah.
And Vinny's wife and stuff like that. And then his brother-in-law came over. You know, he had a nice time, but we stayed away, and it was nice to get together. There was no more than five people there at a given time. You know, but it was nice to socialize. And coming from a very antisocial person as myself, you know, it was nice to socialize. But everybody's being cautious and stuff like that. And like I said, with my brother, they were asking if I was going to come up this weekend or maybe not. And I'm like, no, I'm just going to wait till June. I gave him 2 days in June. I might go up. So you still want to be cautious. So even if you see it's handshake's okay, hug's okay, no masks allowed, you know, it's like, all right, you know, I mean, I'll pass, you know.
I think the state should be fining him every day. Until he knocks that shit off.
I don't think they need to find him. I think the bad feedback he's getting is enough for him to stop.
Yeah, he's getting enough of a pounding.
Yeah, because he's running a business. It's not like, and if he's getting negative comments, you know, it could stain your reputation.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm sure to some people he's a hero, but those people are morons.
Yeah, hero to the morons.
I mean, enough. I've been saying this. Enough with the fucking stupid people. I said it last week on the show. I posted it on Facebook. I liked it better when the stupid people were smart enough to know they were stupid. It could let the rest of us run fucking society. Listen, you're a moron. That's okay. You can still do moronic things. Just keep your mouth shut and keep it to yourself.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Be a moron over there. Don't moron up shit over here. And that's why when we have a listen, I'm going to call him a moron. I didn't start out with him being a moron. I am firmly in the moron corner now. The president is a fucking moron. When you have a moron at the top, shit doesn't work well. That's why I've had enough with... Listen, everybody thought George W. Bush was a moron. He looks like a fucking Mensa compared. I long for the days when we go, yeah, that president's fucking dumb. I long for that shit. Now we got an idiot. You can have idiots. Society needs idiots. Somebody has to clean up after the horse poops on the street. I get it. I get it.
I'm so irritated that he makes me feel fondness for the days of W.
I know.
Don't you worry, we're getting Joe Biden. He's going to come right in, and he's going to fight this cholera epidemic as best he can.
Cholera.
Well, at least he knows the purpose of tests, so that'll be an improvement.
Yes. He said he'd study for all of them.
Yes. Well, listen, I always say, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Never take medical advice for a man who stares into a solar eclipse and wants to detonate a nuclear bomb in the middle of a hurricane. Fucking rules to live by. That's just me.
Maybe.
No, I'm with you on this.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe has nothing to say on that because he knows that shit's
no,
right.
No, I think it'd be fucking cool. But, yeah.
Until the fallout comes. It's all fun and games until the nuclear fallout, Joe. That was a fun day and a half. Now enjoy your slow, painful death as radiation takes you. Yay. Well, that was a pretty flash.
You're a killjoy. You're always looking at the negative.
Yes. You're absolutely right. You are right. We should embrace detonating nuclear bombs in the middle of hurricanes. And preferably as they're closer to land so they can't fucking escape. That's what I says.
Look, the only thing I don't like against that is it could start something like Sharknado when you saw what happened there.
That's a good point. That's it. And the president, the president doesn't even take sharks falling out of the sky into account. Another proof that he's a moron. You would think. We have documentation. We have the footage. I think 8 times. Sharks fall out of the sky. We can't have that, Joe. Yeah, how many times does Ian Ziering have to save us till this dumb motherfucker in office gets what's going on, Joe? How many times?
I think that it's pretty amazing that sharks, even though they're in a tornado, so they are deprived of being in the water and being able to breathe properly, their first instinct when they come across a body is not, oh my God, I'm oxygen deprived. It's like, no, there's something to bite. Let me go get it.
Now who's the killjoy? Now who's the killjoy?
Anthony Cumier on his show, they were doing a deep discount commercial, and one of the things is that the latest Sharknado release where the sharks are in space.
Oh, God.
And he's ranting and raving, going, there's no oxygen, how are they going to breathe, blah, blah. So I texted him after the show, and I'm like, yeah, I guess they're starting to get away from reality.
Yeah, that's the part that bothers me.
They start backed up until the fourth segment of the fucking year.
Joe, I have to ask you, as our resident Trump whisperer, will sharks be part of Space Force?
No, that's crazy.
So we will not have sharks on Mars.
Well, I think Space Force logo looks like something that looks like a shark fin, so maybe.
It actually looks like the Star Trek logo.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay, Joe. Okay. Ay. All right, let's do some
Welcome to Drunks in the News.
New conflicts over ending stay-at-home orders. Armed protesters again marched on Michigan's Capitol. It was a very different scene in Wisconsin, where a controversial court ruling led to some to celebrate at the bar. CBS's Adriana Diaz reports from Waukesha, Wisconsin.
A number of local bars swung open their doors hours after the state Supreme Court said they could. Today, food is flying out of the kitchen at the neighbor's bar and grill. The tables are spread out, but servers aren't wearing masks or gloves. Owner Chris Potratz.
I'm feeling all kinds of different things. Worried because my main concern is the safety of everybody.
Why not then just keep your doors shut if you have a little bit of trepidation?
Because I can't afford to. My thing is, we can't stay locked down forever.
The justices threw out the governor's stay-at-home orders, calling them, quote, the definition of tyranny. Today, the governor said this.
Even with all this chaos, we cannot let the court's ruling undo all the work we have done to keep our families, our neighbors, and our communities safe.
In Michigan, some 250 protesters returned to the Capitol to demand their statewide restrictions be lifted. Tensions have boiled there. The governor even voiced concern over reportedly violent threats against her. Today, some demonstrators carried long guns but stayed peaceful. In New York, low-risk rural area businesses can open tomorrow, and the New York Stock Exchange floor will open to traders in 2 weeks. But there is outrage over police enforcement of mask wearing in New York City. At least 6 officers detained this young mother over a mask. New York's Attorney General is demanding more transparency from the New York City Police Department. back here in Wisconsin, there are no statewide rules on how to safely reopen, and some local jurisdictions have rushed to reinstate stay-at-home orders. So, for example, here in Waukesha County, all businesses can reopen, but less than 10 miles away in Milwaukee County, there are still restrictions. Nora?
Adriana.
All right. So the state safer at home order was set to expire May 26th, but Republicans in the state legislature argued that Health Secretary designee Andrea Palm abused her powers when she issued the extended order in April. In a 4-3 decision, the state's highest court said the order should have been issued as a rule, which would have required working with the legislature. It's the first time a state Supreme Court has struck down emergency orders issued by a governor's office due to the coronavirus pandemic. So we kind of already talked about this, but I think the real crime is the position that these businesses are being put in. You heard the owner. He's like, I'm concerned. He's concerned for himself. He's concerned for his workers. But he's put in this position because they're not getting the money they need that he's got to open up. I feel bad for them.
Yeah. It's nerve-wracking because they all know that, you know, anybody who is going to be interacting with the public that much is at risk.
I got to tell you, so they showed footage of these bars and people are piled in and nobody's wearing masks. That is not a scene I would be a part of at this point.
Oh, no. Nope. Yeah, that's scary.
What?
Well, yeah, it's up to your decision. At least you have the freedom to make a decision on that, you know?
Right, but if you're piling in and exposing yourself potentially to the virus, it affects all of us. That's the problem. It's not just you. It's everybody else. It kind of says a lot about members of society with everything we've seen that they just throw at the first chance they get, they throw caution to the wind like none of this happened.
Yeah.
Because basically everybody's been, you know, cooped up, you know, and also with Wisconsin, I mean, there's 5.8 million people in Wisconsin. New York City has 8.3 million. So you have maybe about 10 miles, 8.3 million, and they have a whole state, which 5.8. So basically, you know, the populace is a little bit less. So the extremity of the coronavirus is a little bit less. So basically what they felt, people are cooped up, man. People want to get out. You know, we're in a society that, you know, wants to be free, wants to get out.
Everybody wants that, Joe. But you can go outside and be responsible. I mean, listen. We are dealing with people who are not mentally tough. Nobody likes this. Nobody's happy about this shit. It's getting to all of us. Everybody's on edge. Everybody's suffering. But can you get through it and persevere, or do you fold? That's basically what this comes down to. This is mental toughness.
Yeah, but it's like, when's the end? When are we going to get through? You know, when are we going to get through? When are we going to get through? It comes to a tipping point where, you know, especially now where it's getting warmer, you know, it's coming to a tipping point.
It's 2 months.
You know, you're starting to go, you know what, we're going to take the chance. We'll see what happens.
But that's the problem. You're not just taking a chance with your life. You're taking a chance with other people's lives. That's the problem.
Yeah.
If you want to know something? If you're in that bar, you're all taking, you know, you're all in the same boat taking each other's chances, you know?
Right,
so,
but there's other people.
You're taking the chance. Well, what are you doing there in the first place? You have the option to go there.
Right, and I'm talking about those people. Those people are selfish. Listen, I'm not saying the bar can't open or shouldn't open or should open. What I'm saying is if you are going to be open, at least enforce some social distancing. At the very least, if I'm the bar owner, my whole staff is wearing masks. It's a complete disregard for everything when the staff isn't even wearing masks. That has nothing to do with I feel pressure to open up because they're going to take my business. I'm going to lose everything. No, you're just showing you don't give a shit when you don't even have yourself and your staff wear masks. That's what you're showing. You're like the California floor store.
Well, it's nobody put a gun to their heads. You know, I mean,
I understand that, but they're going to go out in society. And, you know, and they could potentially get people sick.
Yeah, they catch it. They're carriers or they have it and they bring it around and they give it to other people who are just going to the grocery store trying to get food. And it's like this asshole with no mask or has just been out partying in the bar and just caught it, just gave it to me. Thanks.
Well, it depends. You know, I mean, you gotta start getting those dollars rolling. You know, and we're not a country that it depends on the government to solve our ills. If it gets to the point where, you know what, we got to make money, you have something, you know, there's a 98%, 99% recovery rate, and, you know, and eight out of ten people only get mild symptoms of it, you know, there's got to be a tipping point. And you have people that are just told, we'll understand, you got to stay home. And it gets to a point where people are like, you want to know something? Enough is enough.
You know who's, so you know who's not? You know who's not going out? You know who's not going back to the office? The fucking rich people. That's who's not going. So this is an ill of a virus on some level of haves and have-nots. And we're not a country where we don't rely on the government. Look at the airline industry. Look at the auto industry. Look at the banking industry. Look at the farming industry. Look at whatever industry you want to. Everybody comes with their handout. It's a fucking myth. So I saw somebody post this. I think it was Adam Oleonsis. It's funny that the same people who don't believe in actual Darwinism, believe in social Darwinism.
Yeah.
I mean, enough. Enough where we don't rely on the government. We do. It's just a lot easier to get that money when you have fucking people that you've paid to get in office. That's what that's about. Because if you don't have those people, then you're a taker. If you do have those people, you're just doing business. There's no reason why, if the economy was so good and the airlines have been bailed out like they've been bailed out and the banks have been bailed out like they were bailed out 10 years ago, why fucking 2 weeks of slow business being shut down, essentially, they got to come with their hands out. No, they're just bad at business and they know they can get more money. This is not the guy who has a small bar or small deli, who has very small margins to be successful. This is not that guy. I feel bad for that guy, but the first one in line, the big business. So let's not say our country does not rely on government. Oh boy, do we!
Well, those businesses, you know, are employ thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, but 60% of Americans are employed by small businesses. Those businesses employ thousands and thousands of people. A lot of them overseas. A lot of them don't pay taxes here because they find loopholes. Enough with lionizing big business in this country. There's some good ones. Don't get me wrong. There's some ones who give back. But enough. Enough with demonizing the poor or the middle class and lionizing big business. This is, listen.
Well, you know what? To add to your story, which I find interesting, if we're going to look at that and then take it case by case. Now, the one thing is with the cruise ship industry that they got that money. You know, they were looking to get that money. Now, the interesting thing about the cruise ship industry is that all these cruise lines are registered out of the country to save on taxes.
Yes.
They should have been told to go fuck themselves.
Yes.
Yep.
They absolutely,
you know,
should have.
When I read that, like I said, and it dawned on me, I'm like, you know, that's right. You know, they're all registered. There's no U.S. flagships because you don't want to pay the taxes. So, you know, so I guess maybe they got the money to work. But the thing about it is like, you don't pay, fuck you, you know. Start flying the American, you know, start being an American registered, a U.S. registered ship.
But that's what a lot of these, you're right, the cruise ship industry is piggish about it. But that's what a lot of these businesses do. They have offshore accounts, they don't register in the United States, or they register in Delaware, which I think has the most, a lot of the banks, I guess, has the most lax tax laws or whatever for some reason.
Not lax, but they do tax at a much lower rate.
Right.
It's a good place for corporations.
All right, at least that's the United States. But you know what?
Yeah.
Enough with these fucking businesses that always have their hands out. How many times do we have to bail them out? Enough. While we demonize the poor, why the poor and the middle class have to choose between having their house foreclosed upon by these big motherfucking banks and their health. Enough of it. Enough. Not going to have it. All right. Let's move on. A woman in Ohio was recently surprised to find a couple of mysterious care packages appearing. Oh, I forgot to do the Benjamin Franklin drinking term. Why'd you guys let me do that?
We were talking about him being the OG. We got to at least cover his favorite thing.
I got to tell you, I blame Joe for that oversight.
What?
you blame Joe for the oversight?
I take no responsibility for overlooking Benjamin Franklin drinking terms. That was Joe. Joe, the buck stops with you. Okay?
Is that how it's going to work?
If I write the stinger, I'm responsible for getting played?
Yes!
No.
At least you're taking responsibility. No. Joe, please hand in your Tonka keyboard. At least Joe's taking some responsibility, because I wasn't about to. But anyway.
Just moments ago, the buck stopped with him, and now it's Joe's fault.
You got to read the Benjamin Franklin. You also got to play the stinger.
I did play the stinger.
Oh, you did?
I did. And this is.
You know what? Because sometimes you can't hear it.
Yeah, I know, because you guys are there. I understand.
All right, we get it. All right. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, you can't go inside to worship him anymore. Maybe. I wonder if they ever thought about maybe Jesus wants to be fucking social distance. Nobody ever asked Jesus.
No, he'd wave his hand and make Corona go away.
but Jesus is hanging there. He don't want your hot Corona breath all over him. Jesus is like, back it up, take it outside.
He's got bigger problems at the moment.
No, he does not. He's just hanging around.
You're nailed to a cross with a crown of thorns, and you're going to be, well, oh, God, don't sneeze near me. You know, he'll...
Yes! Yes!
God, don't sneeze near me.
Think about this. Think about this. There's poor Jesus. He's got a stuffy nose, but because his hands are nailed to the cross, he can't blow his nose. How much does this guy have to suffer for our sins? It's enough.
Right.
So much.
Or he has a runny nose. Now poor Jesus, he's got nails in his hands, he's got a crown of thorns, and he's got snot down his face. It's too much.
It's become a Jethro Tull song.
I'm not gonna add anything to this because I'll be up in heaven. All right, look, I didn't mean to do that. All right, I'll let you slide. All right.
Look at you being optimistic.
Losing a leg. All right. Yeah. Well, you know. All right. Scenarios. What do you mean scenarios, Lord? There was that one night on the show with the scenarios. Yeah, that ain't good.
I got to plead to that one. I'll cop to that.
Listen,
well,
if
that wasn't funny. I really wasn't digging it.
I really wasn't digging it. You know, I have feelings too. I'm up all night tossing and turning on my cross because I got a stuffy nose. Nobody gives me NyQuil. Nobody social distance. Everybody thought they had to get in close to me. Nay, nay, go outside. You're sick, you filthy heathens.
Believe me, he brought people back from the dead. He doesn't need to take a NyQuil. He'll be fine.
Once! He did it once! He healed a leper. He never healed COVID-19. He knows he stays in his lane. You lose a body part, Jesus is your man. You got a virus where you can't breathe. He's like, I'm sorry, I can't help. You're going to need a specialist.
You're going to need a specialist.
Listen, I'm Jewish, but I'm not a doctor. I can't do this.
Yeah. It's just assumed that you are, but you're almost a lawyer, so that's kind of close.
Listen, people, if you love Jesus like we all do, back it up a little bit. Back it up. Give Jesus his space.
Don't be sneezing on him.
Nobody wants sneezy Jeezy. Nobody wants that.
Yeah. What do you think? He's hanging there? Oh, for Father, please forgive him for the visit. Use a sleeve! On your sleeve!
Yes! Yes!
Use your sleeve.
Yeah, don't put incense all over me. Throw Purell on me, all right?
Yes!
Oh,
does anybody... You know, everybody says God bless you, but nobody worries about getting God sick. Nobody gives a shit about that. They're just sneezing all over the place because they got to be indoors.
Yeah, God bless. God bless. Oh, me, do this. Nobody thinks of me. No.
God bless you. Haven't I done enough? Now you're going to infect me with your COVID cooties? Get outside!
Face forward to Judgment Day. And you workshop them too. Well, we didn't. You workshop them with dumbbell, okay?
Pip, I believe that's you.
So,
he's referring to. That's you.
So what are you gonna? What are you gonna do? Are you gonna send me to hell? No, you're gonna sit and listen to Davin's views for eternity.
You should be so lucky. You should be so lucky. You would be smarter. I take it easy on you. I'd go, well, you know, Joe needs to learn. It's a learning curve. What's eternity? Joe can't possibly learn during eternity. We're going to need a couple more eternities for Joe to get this. He's not so swift, that Joe.
Okay.
All right. The Benjamin the Benjamin Franklin drinking term, foxed. If you get drunk, you are foxed.
You're what?
Foxed.
Foxed?
Foxed, you asshole. Foxed.
I wasn't sure you were saying that.
You were. You were trying to be nasty.
I know. I told you.
Very nasty. Very nasty woman.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Benjamin Franklin said a curse.
He most certainly did not. He most certainly did not. All right.
I wasn't sure that they used that word back then.
Yeah.
What do you think? They invented it.
I didn't know where it came from.
What's Benjamin Franklin doing? Hey, he's fucking that French chick. That's where it came from. Polly Vucoque. You can look it up. It's in the history books.
You know, it's funny because I was going through old pictures over the weekend, and I see a picture of my mom and dad hugging. So I'm like, I don't want to watch my parents hugging. I'm like, well, how do you think you got here, stupid?
They just held a little longer.
That's like one time my mom told me a dirty joke, and I'm like, I don't want to hear a dirty joke from you. I'll lighten up, for Christ's sake. How do you think you got here? I go, the stork brought me. Yeah, and he dropped you on your head.
No argument. I have no argument with mom for that. Nettie was very wise. She knew what a dumbbell you are.
Yes, she did. We'd voiced that quite a few times.
Nettie said, my boy's going to need a learning curve.
Yeah.
It's fun. You know what's funny, Joe? And then we're going to get on with this story. You have no tolerance for stupidity with anybody else but the president. You get pissed off at stupid people all the time, and justifiably so, I might add. But you get consistently. He consistently does stupid things. Ergo, he's stupid. You know who doesn't consistently do stupid things? Smart people.
No.
He's not a politician.
No, he's a moron. He's a moron. Look up at that solar eclipse. Oh, it's so bright. Now it's dark. Now I can't see. Lights out. Peekaboo. Ugh. I've always said, Joe, tests are the reason why people get sick. Dumb motherfucker. Do you think he's taking chloroquine? Hydrochloroquine? I don't think so. I think he was just riffing that shit.
Well, see.
Do you think he really is taking it?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just something to say. You even heard it. He's like, I wanted to see your guys' reaction. He even said it. They'll be talking about this shit for a day. Here we go.
He needs a rally.
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, yeah, he needs a rally. What, like a guy needs to jerk off just to get it out of your system to get straight?
To him, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, Melania needs to be a little bit more of a team player.
No.
I can't imagine.
And by the way, the moron doesn't fall far from the moron tree.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Eric Trump said that this is all a hoax, and in November, COVID-19 will disappear. Meanwhile, he's isolated by himself. He's not in the fucking studio. Why are you afraid of a hoax, Eric? And Dad is taking hydrochloroquine. Why, if it's a hoax? You dumb motherfucking moron. It's a family of morons.
Eric, what happens in November?
It doesn't matter. They could still be morons. It just means morons voted for them. I don't give a shit. They're morons. It makes no sense. It's not logical. They are idiots. And people that follow them are idiots. I am saying this. I'm not saying you, because at least you call bullshit on it, although you're much kinder than if Hillary was saying this type of asinine shit. But at least you go, well, that was fucking dumb. Most of them don't even do that, so I'll give you that much. If you're following a moron, you're a moron. You're a bigger moron.
Well, Eric's really a special case, don't you think?
I think there's a lot of special cases in there. I think Melania walked in and goes, I can run this shit. I'm way smarter than all these people. I think that's what happened. People are like, why is she with him? Is she with him for the money, for the fame? Nah, she just, look at this fucking clown, this clan of inbreds. I can run this shit. I think that's what's happening. I think Melania's the OG. That's what I think's going on. Melania's just fucking letting them run around and do all sorts of shit. Meanwhile, she's probably laundering money in some fucking island nation. And as soon as this fucking national nightmare ends, she's out of there. And she's going to have all of Donald's and all the family's fucking billions of dollars. That's what she's going to shit. And you know what? They're going to interview her and she's going to go, I was just being best. And that's what's going to fucking happen. She be best. Melania be best.
So who do you think would do a better job getting the economy back, Trump or the Democrats?
The economy, well, from where we are now?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's not really one party or the other unless one party has all branches of government except for the courts. I mean, you know, if it's divided government, you're going to need both, Joe, to be quite honest with you.
So, I mean, Biden's the guy?
What? Do I think Biden's
the guy?
I will tell you this. There is nothing in Donald Trump's history, if you study his history, past and present, that indicates he's the guy. Joe Biden was there when Obama helped turn the economy around. Does that mean he could turn around? No. Listen, the economy is going to be in the shitter for a long time. I mean, that's just the reality. We've taken a huge hit. You know, I know Donald Trump says, you know, by the first quarter next year or the end of this year, the economy is going to be revving. We've just lost so many jobs. And businesses, when they have to lay people off, they figure out, and we've seen it every time, they figure out how to get more production with less people. A lot of these jobs are just not coming back. And that's not a political party's fault, per se. But that's just the reality. You know, I'm willing to tell you the truth, unlike President Trump, who went to West Virginia and lied to those people and saying the coal jobs were coming back. They were never coming back because those people are being replaced by machines. Businesses figure out how to replace people with machines because their job is to make money for their stockholders. And that's not wrong. It's just capitalism. So I don't
know. Well, the coal jobs, here's the deal with the coal jobs. The coal jobs, hypothetically, he was taking the regulations away where Hillary wanted to shut them down. I had this argument with something else. Basically, if the coal jobs, you know, if you gave the release the regulations and you gave them the opportunity to get, you know, produce again, and it's machinery that is taking over manpower, then it's an economic thing and not a regulatory thing. That's
right, but
people,
the world is moving towards cleaner energy anyway. Coal is fucking dead, like the horse and buggy's dead.
Source of energy.
I understand that, but people
are
looking,
moving away from
that's what I'm saying,
right,
Joe.
Let it be due to being an economic way or a business.
Well, that's what's happening.
Than a regulatory way.
Well, that's what's happening. And every energy business, every energy sector has regulations. Coal's not special.
Yeah. But still, that, you know what? If that's what's happening, then it is what it is due to, you
that's
know,
what's happening
moving away and then technology. But but that's a matter of business, like the way the blacksmith.
Yes,
out.
Joe. That out. Joe.
But
that's the way of business.
Regulated out.
And President Trump should have said that, but he didn't. But we're not re-arguing it. We're not rehashing that. You asked me a question. I would say Biden. Because he knows how to make government work. In recent history, when the Democrats have taken over after a bad economy, I mean, Clinton did it for Bush Sr., and I'm not saying that was Bush Sr.'s fault. I'm not saying that was his fault at all. That was really Reagan's fault. Bush Sr. got caught holding the bag. But whatever. So Clinton took over, and we had a boom. Then we had W, and we had a bust, and Obama took over. And, you know, you don't have to believe me. You could check the jobs numbers and everything and the stock market from where he took over to where he gave it to Trump. So if I was going to go by recent history, I would say a Democrat. But I don't know. I don't think this guy's capable of doing it. But I don't know that Joe Biden's the answer. So I can't really answer it. I know this guy's not the answer. I know that. I know that to my core because I know his history. I know his history. But I don't know if Biden's the answer. But Biden's the guy the Democrats picked. So to quote President Trump, what do you have to lose? Okay. But, yeah. Now, I'm not going to stand here and tell you Biden's the end-all, be-all. I don't know, Joe. I don't know. I hope he is. And you should hope he is, too, if he becomes president. You should hope that, you know, if he becomes president in the first or second quarter next year, things are roaring. And if Trump's president, I hope so. This is not good for anybody.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
So, a woman in Ohio was recently surprised to find a couple of mysterious care packages appearing on her doorstep. When she checked her doorbell camera to find out who dropped off the gifts, she probably wasn't expecting to see what the cameras had captured. Brooke Baxter from Talmadge recorded two videos of the mysterious care packages being dropped off at her house and later shared them on her Facebook page. Normally, it'd be just concerning to see someone dressed as a pig and visited your house in the middle of the night. But at least this mysterious person came bearing gifts. The second video shows someone wearing an oversized T-Rex outfit, a getup which has become increasingly popular over the last few years, dropping off a similar package. Baxter also shared the photos of the package contents, which apparently contain candy, snacks, and toys and gaming for kids. The mysterious benefactors also include cans and bottles of beer and wine. It appears that the beer fairy is a little more generous than your average tooth fairy. According to her Facebook page, the mystery duo left a note with their care packages. The beer fairy was here. Stay healthy and enjoy a few beverages from us. All right. What do you guys think a beer fairy would be like?
I think that's amazing.
It is amazing.
It would be somebody with that would need big wings because it would have a big beer gut, you know?
Go on. You have my interest.
Yeah. Big beer gut, wearing like a sports hat or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I don't think a beer.
They have empty beer cans tied to the back of their car.
No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't drive. That's irresponsible.
Why not?
They can't drive.
No, because they're drunk, stupid.
That's true.
I feel like the beer fairy would fly crooked.
Yeah, it's true. A little off. Yeah.
And you know how Santa Claus ends and to all a good night, ho ho ho. I feel like the beer fairy would end with like a burp.
Yeah, absolutely, the beer fairy. It's like, you just hear, like, where did that burp come from? That's the beer fairy.
Yeah.
It's the most magical creature of all.
Hi, beer fairy. Hey, can I take borrow your bathroom? I gotta take a leak. Thank you, beer fairy.
Well, now, if you have the tooth fairy coming to you, you have to put a tooth under your pillow. How do you get the beer fairy to come?
You put empties.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Will do.
But the problem with that is, you know, empties are lumpy. But, you know, I get it. It's cool.
It's going to be a tough night's sleep. But
yeah, but you're going to be totally fucking wasted, so you're going to be lying on there. You know, you ever crash out when you're drunk? You'll sleep on anything.
Yes.
You know, who cares if there's empty beer cans up there? Believe me, I've woken up plenty of places.
Here's the downside of the beer.
On the stairs.
Here's the downside of the beer fairy.
Didn't get all the way up them.
Here's the downside of the beer fairy. Beer goes right through you. He's going to be peeing on everybody while he's flying from place to place.
That's part of his magic.
Well, you know what? You get like a thing. You know, like when they say bad weather's coming. You know, and they have that thing. You have that thing. Oh, warning! The beer fairy is flying. Please get out all umbrellas.
Oh, like, it comes over the TV, this is not a drill.
Yeah, this is not a drill.
I feel
major beer fairy warning.
I feel like a beer fairy only gives, like, good beer. Like, you're not getting, like, American or Bush beer. You're getting, like, good shit.
Yeah, there's no Rolling Rock in his little cache of goodies.
No, it's all top. You're, like, getting Heineken at the least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some nice stuff.
Yeah, you're not getting Natty Lights from the beer fairy.
My beer fairy brings Guinness.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like beer fairy's bringing you good quality beer.
Nice.
I feel like the beer fairy doesn't really like these IPAs though.
Oh, you don't think so? Why not?
Yeah, they're too fancy for his liking.
Yeah, I mean the beer fairy's been around since the beginning of time. That's, you know, on the eighth day God created the beer fairy. So
right.
He's not going to want these newfangled beers.
Well, now, you guys are picturing the beer fairy to be flying, but as we know, the beer fairy comes in two of the forms.
either the form of the hog or the form of the T-Rex.
That's just when they land, so that people can comprehend them. You would look twice at a fat guy, you know, with his belly hanging out with wings. It wouldn't look right.
Yeah, how can he fly?
It makes no sense. I don't see how those little wings have enough lift for that girth.
Yeah, but that's the magic of the beer fair.
I understand that, but as average people can't comprehend. It's too much to comprehend. You know, it really relies on faith, kids. You just have to believe. And that's the magic of the beer fairy.
I do believe.
See?
Let's talk about the mystery of black holes in the universe and where it ends. Yeah, that shit's easy. But how the beer fairy flies, oh, Christ. Scholars have been debating that for centuries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, some people hang out their stockings at Christmas. I'm going to be hanging empties on the tree outside.
Yeah, right. And the beer fairy.
Anything.
Hear that burp? It's the beer fairy.
Awesome. Oh, I see Golden Rain. It's the beer fairy.
Thank you, beer fairy.
You guys get it. You guys understand. Okay.
Totally.
All right. So, you know what? Let's take our final break. Because it is getting late in the eve.
Yes.
All right, on the break, we got Nikki Rubin with Displaced and Melina with Summer Heat and Spice. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. When we come back, we'll do some.